Hi, I'm Erin Hartz. Welcome to Grace Plus Boundaries, a weekly memoir in a podcast. I've realized through the past decade of my recovery that I learned the most about emotional maturity through listening to the triumphant stories of others. Are you yearning to unpack the effects of intergenerational trauma in your life? Do you want to stay true to your feelings, yet also learn how to accommodate the sensibilities of your loved ones? I'm dedicated to cracking the code of combining boundary setting with grace towards one another. Educate, evaluate, and evolve. Let's do this together. I have not spoken enough about boundaries on this podcast, and that is part of the podcast title. So tonight I am doing an episode totally devoted to boundaries because they are so important and it's such a huge topic, right? So really, what I was thinking today, I was chatting with some friends about boundaries, and I think boundaries, they are an inside job. And that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. Why are they an inside job? So a lot of times, I think when we first learn about boundaries, or at least when I did, I started thinking of them or hearing about them when it came to relationships with other people. And those other people would be doing something and crossing my boundary. And then it was like, how do I tell that person that that's not okay? Like that was the first way I learned about boundaries. And there's something true about that. And that's a good point of acknowledgement. But I think that now that I've been working on my boundaries for over 8 years, maybe 10 years, I've refined it and done a lot of trial and error. And the biggest thing I know now is that boundaries are about me and my feelings. And most of the time, I don't even have to talk to the other person about my boundary. Like, and that's not all the time true. Like in really intimate relationships or real friendships or with family, yeah, sometimes we do. But a lot of times we don't have to say a lot. And we can actually just come to a place of truth inside ourselves that sets the boundary for us. Our energy sets the boundary. And that is a place that I am so interested in, because when I've gotten to that place where I know my truth about what is my bottom line, what I need in a relationship or what I can't handle in a relationship, and I'm embodying that truth, then it doesn't matter what the other person says or does. I'm not going to be swayed by their getting upset at my boundary or not understanding it. I can express my boundary because I know what it is. So that's really what I wanted to talk about tonight, is that when we have a situation, let's say it's at work, right? Like there's been times I have had to set boundaries at work, but really it's only been with people that I see every single day. So there's a lot of employees at my work that I only see once a week, maybe even less than that, right? Therefore, I really don't need to go setting boundaries with them. My boundary with someone who's a loose cannon at my work, when there's at least one of those, maybe a couple, one really off the rocker one, my boundary with that person is that I pretty much avoid them at as much as I possibly can. Right? I don't want to go around people pleasing and pretending that I like them or anything like that. I pretty much just stay away from them because I know how they are, right? They're never going to want to talk boundaries. They're never going to care about my feelings. That's just the way that person is. And if I had to work with them in a group or something, I would, and I would be respectful, and you know, I'd have the bandwidth because I keep my boundaries and I don't spend a lot of time with those types of people, right? So that's one way to kind of keep a boundary, is like wherever you can, don't hang out with that person who doesn't have boundaries or who pushes yours. You know, if that person comes up to me and starts attacking me or saying rude things, then yeah, I'm going to have to say, I don't appreciate that and please don't say that again. And actually, I'm thinking of this person at work. I did actually have to set a boundary one time with them. And, you know, maybe it was too firm. Maybe I didn't have to, but they sent an email about a student to a bunch of teachers that was totally rude and disrespectful. And I said, hey, please don't ever send me an email like that again. That's not okay to talk about students like that, and keep it to yourself, you know, or something like that. And, you know, that person didn't like that. And that felt, I took a lot of effort putting, I thought about it a lot before I wrote that back, you know, and not, probably not enough though, actually looking back, like I probably was a little bit still activated when I wrote that, because I was so shocked that that a teacher would behave so poorly towards a student and that student's family. I was pretty shocked, and I ended up talking to my vice principal about it, and not saying who the person was. I'm sure he knew what I was talking about, but I mentioned the situation just because I was really aghast that someone could be like that. And, you know, people are just like that. So I stay away from that person. You know, whenever I don't have to be around them, I'm not around them. So then we have other types of people at work, right? People we have to work with more often. The type of boundary that I have to set sometimes is, I work very closely with a co-teacher. That's just part of my job, that there's a co-teacher in the room with me a lot. And we share a room a lot of the time. And luckily, they're not there the whole day, but they come in and out throughout the day, and they're there during a lot of times. In the past, I've had co-teachers who like to talk a lot. That has had to be, you know, I have to have some boundaries around that. I want to be friendly, but I also sometimes am just like, I can't think of anything else right now. I'm really busy. So I've learned to notice when I'm busy. And if they're talking, I say something like, I'm really busy right now. Can we talk about this later? And if the person is a generally easygoing person, they're going to be like, oh yeah, no problem. And then after I say that once, you know, no problem. But the person I used to work with, you know, she didn't always remember that. And she would always be coming in talking about things about her life that had nothing to do with work. And sometimes that was fine. And she was kind of funny and, you know, it was okay. But then other times it would really bug me. So when I feel that resentment and that bugging me, that means I probably need to figure out a new way to be. So instead of just all of a sudden saying, okay, what boundary am I going to set with that person? I really have to go back to my house and think about it, sit with myself. What are my feelings? What bugs me about it? I think what bugs me about that person talking is that sometimes I have a lot in my head going on and I don't want to add their words into it, and it's hard for me to filter out their words. So now I know something about myself that I just sometimes I can't handle that. So I could avoid it by sometimes not being in my classroom when that person is there in the morning, or sometimes I'll have to say something, right? But the point is that I have to really think about what is bothering me about that. And I really have to sit with that. Like, what exactly about it is bothering me? Okay, what's bothering me is I didn't have the mental capacity at that moment to talk about that. Okay, no big deal, right? That's a totally understandable thing, that one person would be having a lot of other things on their mind. And so what would I maybe say to that person the next time this came up? And then I sit with myself, maybe talk to my higher power if that's something that, you know, resonates with you guys, or ask the universe for help. And what should I say next time this happens? This situation comes up, what should I say? Because this lady, she just wants to connect. She just wants to chat. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. The only time, if I'm feeling resentful, it means I've let her cross my boundaries too many times. And that's on me. You know, so what can I say the next time that's not resentful and that's just like, I need my space, you know? And I probably would come up with like, hey, I'm really busy right now. Can we talk later? Or, you know, and I would just practice that line with myself and kind of envision myself saying to that person in this situation. And believe me, you know what, I'm not perfect. That situation I'm thinking of, you know, I was a little bit curt with that person a few times because I was exasperated and thinking about other things and very stressed out. And then she comes, you know, saying something about nothing. And I, you know, so I wasn't perfect about it, but she ended up, you know, respecting it when I really came to it. And when I started to be a little bit better about being like, I'm really busy right now, I can't talk. And what's wrong with that? You know, that doesn't mean I don't like her. It doesn't mean I don't want to talk to her ever. It just means that I have a lot on my mind and I don't have to like explain it to her. I think just coming up with a short little thing to say is enough. The other part about internal boundaries that I wanted to mention is setting boundaries can cause a lot of guilt feelings, right? I think that's really the hard part for me about boundaries, and especially when it comes to family members. And so there's certain people in my family that I've studied closely in the last few years, and I've realized that they're really not people that I like to spend a lot of time with. I don't feel good or better about myself after spending time with them. I feel worse about myself, and I just feel agitated after seeing some members of my family. You know, it's not that I don't care about them. I certainly do. Maybe I really love them. Probably I do. You know, I mean, I care about them, but that doesn't mean I want to spend all my time with them. I had a mentor a while ago who used to say, like, Erin, you know, we get to choose who we spend our time with. And I have taken that to heart after many years of trying that on and it feeling so, so cringy, uncomfortable on when I try that on. Like, ooh, how can I tell my own, you know, mother that I don't want to hang out with her? Well, and here's the thing is I don't have to say those words, right? I can take it in upon myself, think about myself, what do I need, what do I want, and I don't want to spend time with this person. Okay, well, I don't have to tell them that, right? Like, I don't have to say, hey, my time is my own and blah, blah, blah. I only want to spend it with my friends. Like, I don't want to hurt their feelings, but maybe I say, okay, I'll think about it, which, you know, maybe that's a little bit a cop out. I don't know. I don't really think it is, because sometimes I do think about it, you know, like, since that person obviously really wants to hang out, okay, I'll think about it, you know, and then I choose maybe to get back to them or not get back to them, and I don't have to get back to them. But I know how much my free time matters to me and how deeply me having free time that I'm not scheduled doing stuff is important to my health and well-being. When I sit with myself and I understand how me being able to live in the world, work my job, be a single parent, and be a loving parent to myself and to my son, and be a loving teacher to my students, for me to be able to show up in those places peacefully and calmly, that means I have to set some boundaries with my personal time when I'm at home, because I have to take care of myself. I have to get enough sleep. I have to make sure I exercise and get outside. Probably once a day would be ideal. That's when I feel the best, is when I exercise every day, at least going for a walk. You know, when I eat better, all those things. So if someone wants my time, I would be taking away from myself and then giving it to someone that I don't even enjoy spending time with. So it's not like I would never see that person. If they're family and I care about them, then I will see them at family events, or I might see them here and there if I think that it's important. But I have to check in with myself and really think about my values, and that I can choose to spend time with who I want to spend time with. And I don't have to spend time with people that violate my boundaries or don't understand me or make me feel like they're energy vampires and sucking the life out of me when I spend time with them. So this has taken me a long time to kind of learn how to not feel really, 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 really guilty when I set boundaries like that. But I have to take time to comfort my inner child, comfort myself, and like, Erin, it's okay. You get to choose how you spend your time. You don't have to spend it with people that you don't want to spend it with. You know, like, that person who I don't want to spend time with, or those people who I don't want to spend time with, they have a portion of that responsibility too. So if it was a person who was emotionally available or emotionally intelligent, they might go like, huh, I really want to spend time with this person, with Erin. I really like her. I wonder why she doesn't want to spend time with me. You know, and sometimes there's a reason for that. Sometimes there's not. And, but there could be some self-reflection on that person's side. You know, like, I want to spend time with them, but they don't really want to spend time with me. Interesting. Because on the other side of it, we could be thinking and self-reflecting too, like, I wonder, and we could look through, you know, how we've treated them in the past, and have they looked like they were uncomfortable when we were talking to them? So when I set a boundary with someone, you know, they have a part of that. Like, I'm not just doing it to be mean to someone. They've kind of laid the pathway for me setting that boundary too. So I don't know if that helps, but I really think boundaries are an inside job. They're really when we find that truth inside of us. If we walk up to someone who knows their truth and we ask them for something, they're going to easily say yes or no because they understand themselves deeply inside and they understand their motivations and what they spend their time on. And so, you know, become a person like that. I strive to be that person that understands what I need for myself, what I want for myself, and all those other things kind of fall away a little bit easier when we live in our truth. But it takes a lot of time. It takes time for us to know ourselves, and it takes some trial and error. But we can get there. You know, we just have to learn how to take that time and learn how to maybe not just sit alone. Maybe we call a friend that's a neutral friend that doesn't know that person, and we share with them our resentments, or we journal about our resentment. And then we finally come up with, you know, a way to deal with that boundary. So I hope that helps a little bit. Let me know how you're doing. All right, take care. You deserve a big high five and a smile in the mirror for showing up for yourself today. Thank you for your dedication to introspection and self-awareness, because our personal evolution is what will make this world a better place. If you enjoyed the episode, please give me a 5-star review and share it with a friend. And let me know if you want to be a guest to share how you are navigating intergenerational trauma in your life. You're welcome to join my free monthly goal setting workshop on the first Wednesday of every month. Just DM me at iHeartsErin.